Right, we start at the bottom of Namikimola Namibet. Tanurabanan. Itzuhu mitzvot asay shezman grama. What are examples of mitzvot asay that is man grama? So when I say sukkah, lulav, shofar, v'tzitzit, u'tfilin. Right, so all of these are examples of a mitzvot asay. So has man grama. And as Rashi points out, with Rashi at the top of the Yomot here, the breadth of the tefillin, he says, because of our Laila loves month tefillin, then he eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov loves month tefillin. And that was what makes him a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama. Hilkach, came into Ika Shaita, the Lo Machayv Bazman Gromahu. So here Rashi seems to change the definition that we've seen before. But Rashi says that as man gorim la lavo. Over here, Rashi says that since there is a point in time where you're not chayav, that is why it's been called a zman grama, which sounds a little bit more like the Rambam. The other issue here is tzitzis. Tzitzis present an interesting problem. Why are tzitzis a mitzvah to say shezman grama? So that works well, according to the one, for instance, the Rambam, who paskins that the mitzvah tzitzis is talui in yom v'layla. That during the day, one is chayv tzitzit, because it says a retemel to, you have to be able to see it. And at night, one is patur mina tzitzit. But there are many Rishonim who believe that the chayv tzitzis actually does not have to do with yom v'layla, but rather, Ksut Yom, Ksut Laila, that goes, Maimonides brings it down over here, Tosis over here brings down such a day, that, right, the Rosh also, right, argues there, and the Ran here has an unusual position, so Tosis here brings a position that one is Chayav in Ksut Yom, if something is a day beged, you're Chayav in Tzitzit, if it's a Ksut Laila, if it's a night beged, you are Patur Mina Tzitzit. The Ran has an unusual position that you would need both. Ryan, when he solves the problem here, says that the only time you're chayim tzitzit is if you're wearing a ksut yom during the yom. Take away a day beged during the day in order to be chayim tzitzit. According to Ryan, it's easy to understand, right, why it's a mitzvah cessation of zman grama, because at night you are patur. According to Rambam, who paskins that the din is yom and laila, has to do with day and night, also you understand. But according to those that say that a ksut yom, ksut laila, would determine whether you're chayim tzitzit or not, that means that if you wear a beged that's normally worn during the day, it's chayiv in tzitzit, no matter which time of day you wear it. Whether you're wearing it during the day or night, you're chayiv in tzitzit. And ksut laila, your pajamas, right, are terim in a tzitzit, whether it's at day or night. According to that, why do we have a mitzvah sensation as man grama here in tzitzit? Tosfos, very, very interesting answer in Tosfos, that the Re says, in the last couple lines of Tosfos, on top of Tosfos, on the Dalet Amun Aleph, says, Ba'omari, kevin shechiyuvul talui, b'masha, zman grama, levisata b'yom, יש לך שייב זמן גרמה, שזמן לבישתה גורם החיוב. Says, well, what determines what's considered a ksut yom? Ksut yom, right, is the, what generates the shame, ksut yom, is because of a zman. The yom, because it's normally worn during the day, that's why it's considered a ksut yom. So that is, he would say, is an extension or a type of zman grama, because the time itself is what generates the shame on the beged. And despite the fact that it's required or it needs to have tzitzis on it, yom v'layla, but because it's defined as a ksut yom, that is, makes it into a zman grama. That's just interesting by tzitzis. Now the other side of the equation, which the Gemara is continuing here now, and I doubt I'm an office, vezu mitzvah zasei, shelo zman grama. What are mitzvah to say that are not zman grama? So Gemara gives examples of mezuzah, me'akeh, right, putting a fence on one's roof, right, aveda, because someone has required to return an aveda, v'shiluach haken, right, and shooing away the mother bird. So all these are examples of mitzvot asei, shelo hazman grama. So now, Tosfos and the other Rishonim, many of the Rishonim ask here that many of these mitzvot have two aspects to them, which is that, for instance, the mitzvah of Aveda, Hashavas Aveda, right? There's a requirement of a Hashav Tishivim, that you must return the Aveda, but there's also a law associated with Aveda, which is Lo Tucha Leitalein, that you're not allowed to walk by and forget about the Aveda and not give the Aveda. So now, what's the nafkamina the Gemara is bringing here, that these are mitzvahs asei shalazboh as man grama? Suggests here that the reason the women are chayavot in this mitzvah is because it's not a time-bound mitzvah. But each of them carries a lav with it. Naka has a lav with it. Aveda has a lav with it. Shluch HaKein has a lav with it. Each of them has a positive commandment, but also has a negative formulation that one may not, right? Lo tuchalit aleim by makah. Lo tasin damim bebetecha. That you're not allowed. If you don't put up a makah, right, it'll cause people to fall and die. So lo tasin damim bebetecha. Shluch HaKein is also shlech hashlechaim. Lo tikachaim al abanim. All of these have negative formulations, which is a lot. And we know that a woman is chayavot, that women are chayavot in lavim. So why does the Gemara care about the mitzvah tasei here if already you have a lav, right, that determines what the status of this mitzvah is for gabe women? So the Ran and Tosfos come up with solutions which basically say that there are situations in which a person can do the essay without having any connection to the lav. One could separate, in these instances, you could separate between the lav and the essay. As opposed to, say, for instance, Shabbos or Yom Tov, where if one is mekayim the essay of Shabbos or Yom Tov, then they're also mekayim the lav, because that is generated through a shave the al-kaseh. This is the right formula. It's a passive formula, passive. When you passively act, passively sit there, then you can be mekayim both the essay and the lota say of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Over here, there's the lav and the essay can be separated. Why is that? So for instance, if one picks up an aveda, and when they pick up the aveda, they intend to return it. Right? So when they pick up the aveda, they intend to return it. So they have not violated the lav, lo tuchal italeim. And then they decide later that they don't want to return it. So the lav is no longer shayach anymore, because they weren't mitalim in it. But now they're chayav because of lo tigzol, or because of violating the essay, right, of not giving back the aveda. So you can generate circumstances in which the lav is not relevant, but the essay is relevant. And that's what will make the difference over here with regards to why women being chayavot in the essay or not is important. The other answer Tosfos gives is based on a concept that Tosfos introduces in other places in Shas. And that's basically when we say, asei ilka lo tasei. And in general, we have a principle that when you have a positive commandment to lo tasei, that the asei is doka lo tasei. Gemara also has another principle, which is an asei is not doka an asei in a lo tasei. Right? That you can't, for instance, you don't have asei doka lo tasei by Shabbos or by Yom Tov, because they have an asei and a lo tasei associated with them. Now, when we say asei is not doka an asei in a lo tasei, why is that? It tells us like this in Kulin, of Memalek, and other places in Shas. Tosfos suggests two answers to this question about how or why asay is not doka asay v'lot asay. One answer is that truthfully the asay is doka v'lot asay, but you still have an asay left. So when it comes to Shabbos, you have an asay to do something, and you have a lot asay of the melachot of Shabbos. So the asay is doka v'lot asay of the melachot, but you still have an asay to keep Shabbos. So now you're stuck because you can't violate it. According to that, you and Tosfos, if one violates, right, Shabbos, for instance, that instance, they'd only be chayav for an asay. They would be chayav for the lav, but the lav disappeared with the asay. So the asay is doka the lo. The asay, all you have left over is the asay. That's one opinion that Tosfos has. The other formulation Tosfos gives is no, that when you say asay is not doka asay the lo tasay, it means that the lo tasay is still there, and you would get malchus, and you would be chayav for the lo tasay. Why is that? Generally, asay is doka lo tasay. Because when you have an assay and a lot assay, the assay is mire on the lav. Right? It gives indications in a lav that it's a lav alimum. It's a higher form of lav. When there's a lav that has an assay associated with it, it raises the level of the lav, and that is able to stop an assay from coming and being doped. Right? So that would be a, Tosfos gives this opinion when it comes to assay, doped, lot assay. And because of that, it's an aftermean again, if the lav is existent or not in these instances. So the same thing here. Right? That's the question that we have over here. If you can, again with the women, in this case, Tosfos wants to know that possibly that when you have the assay go away, right, maybe the lav should drop away with it. Meaning that if you say that a woman, in general, if the woman is mekayim a mitzvah to say, if you say that the women are pterot, right, in the asay, the lav's mangerma, then they will also be pterot from the lav. Meaning that there's some sort of connection between the asay and the lav. The two are together, that's a single mitzvah. If they're pterot from the asay, they will also be pterot from the lav. Right? So, if that's the case, then there's a big nafkamina whether women are pterot or not. So that's one opinion in Tosfos. The other opinion in Tosfos is no. Wait a minute. When you have, right, when there's an asay that has a lav with it, right, that the lav becomes a lima, becomes a stronger lav, and therefore just because the asay drops away here, it does not mean that the lav will drop away. So Tosfos has this opinion, and this has a big nafkamina in other places throughout Shas. It happens to be, or seemingly, a machlokes between the Ramban and the Ran, whether when we have an asay and a lav together, do we say when the asay goes, the lav goes with it? Or do we say no, that the lav is there and therefore it won't go away, or the lav will hold the asay there? Heard from Rabbi Sachs that he quotes a solution that basically says that there is no steer between the Ramban and the Ran, which is that it depends which is the Ikar. If you look at any mitzvah, right, that has an asay and a lot asay associated with it, one of them is the mitzvah. The other one is coming to support the mitzvah. So, for instance, you give an example like tzedakah. Right? Is the mitzvah by tzedakah is not lo tikpot tzedakah? Don't not give tzedakah. The mitzvah of tzedakah is clearly the asay. Give tzedakah. Lo tikpot tzedakah, the lo tasay is trying to strengthen the asay. So in those instances, the lav will be subservient or subverted to the asay. And therefore, possibly if the asay goes away, the lav could also go away. On the other hand, you have other instances where the lav is the ikar, right? That is the key, and the asay, again, is only there to support the lav itself. So you can say, by instances of, where the lav is not that chametz, the asay of tashbitu is just to support that lav. So you have these cases, so you have to look in these instances, which is more important, the asay or the lav? And then possibly, if the asay is ikar, according to Tosfos, one opinion tells us if the asay goes away, the lav might also drop, right? Or we have the alternative where Tosfos says, and we saw that in Shas, where Tosfos says, once you have an asay and a lav associated with each other, that strengthens the lav, and if the asay falls away, the lav might remain in its strength, in its tokus. All right, so now, continue. The Gemara wants to know. Question, B'klolohu, is this really a principle that you established here? That mitzvahs of seder z'man grama, women are pterot, and shalom z'man grama, they're chayavot. All right, matzah, mitzvahs of seder z'man grama, women are chayavot. Simcha, mitzvahs of seder z'man grama, women are chayavot. Hakel, mitzvahs of seder z'man grama, v'nashim chayavot. Three examples that are exceptions already. V'tu, harei tamu terah, piri arivio, pijin abein. So of all these which are delav mitzvahs of seder z'man grama, none of them are we know that women are two rote. That's what we learned before by Talmud Torah and Pidgin Aben that they're two rote. And Peri Arabia is because of Echiv Shua. Misha Darkoli Vosh, who goes out to be Chovesh, that's the man, and the women are two rote from the Peri Arabia. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, who is a general principle, he has a principle now. You can never learn from a general principle. I feel even if it gives, it says everything is this way except for. Even when they did that, it's not a general principle. So his principle now is, there is no principle. Can't have this, it's not. You can use for an Eruv. Rashi always, throughout Shasta says, B'chum Arabim is talking about Eruvay Chatzay Rots. Tosfos argues wherever he says this, and says now we're referring to Eruv Tchumin in these instances. Right, that's Eruv Tchumin, but you can use for an Eruv, or a Shituf Mipo'ot, you can do with anything except for water and salt. But too, like, oh, you mean, were there no other exceptions to this? Right, the Kameim of Pitriot, right, the mushrooms and fungi. We don't learn from general principles. So also over here, the general principle, it's a guideline, but it's not the absolute, right, determination of whether you're chayav in a mitzvah or not. How do we know that women are really puter from mitzvah seisha z'man grama? Gamar mitzvilin. They learn it out from mitzvilin. Mat filin nashim pterot. Avko mitzvah seisha z'man grama nashim pterot. So that because tefillin, women are pterot from tefillin, they'll be pterot from all the other mitzvot, v'yamim etzino. The Gemara says, tefillin, gamar lo amit talmud Torah. How do you let tefillin are pterot from a mitzvot? That we learn from talmud Torah. Ma talmud Torah nashim pterot, af tefillin nashim pterot. Just like talmud Torah, they're pterot, so too by tefillin, they are patur. Where do we see tefillin and Talmud Torah together? That's in Shema, right? Because we have Shinatim Levanecha, Uksartam Leotal Yadecha. So there's a hekesh between Talmud Torah, or there's a smikut psukim between Talmud Torah and tefillin. So just like they're patur by Talmud Torah, they're patur by tefillin. It says the Torah by Tefillin, the Patra Mikola Torah Kula. It says, well, Nekesh Tefillin the Mitzvah. Wait a minute. When you look at Shema, you have a Shinatim Levanecha, Ukshakim Leotay Yadecha, and then you have Tama Mitzvah Betecha Visharecha. So why did you connect Tefillin to Talmud Torah, which makes them Torah? Why don't you connect Tefillin to Mitzvah? They are Chayavot in Mitzvah. I say they are Chayavot in Tefillin. Right? So Nekesh Tefillin the Mitzvah. So Mar says, Tefillin the Talmud Torah, Yitkish, Ben Beparsha Rishona, Ben Beparsha Shnia. Both in Shema and Vayayim Shamoah, Tefillin are connected to Limud HaTorah. Because there, either it says, right, Yishnat Levanecha, V'Lamayachem, Ed B'neichem. Both of those cases, those are Samuch to, right, Ukshatem Leotal Yadecha, Ukshatem Leotal Yadchem, in each of these cases. So therefore, if you are make your shit to Tefillin. Whereas Mezuzah, right, by Mezuzah, that's not true, right, because Tefillin and Mezuzah, Parsha Shnia, Lo Itkish, there's a separation. Limud HaTorah separates between Tefillin and Mezuzah in the Vayayim Shemoah. Because you have Yipshartem, Matam Leotachem, Lematem, Matam Benechem, and then Yuchtavchem, I have Mezuzah Betecha, Vijarecha. So there's a, right, there's a gap between them. So Mar says, well, wait a minute. So lo nikish, when nikish mezuzah the Talmud Torah. So when it says, well, wait a minute, okay. Now that you have Torah next to mezuzah, why don't you say that mezuzah also should be learned from Talmud Torah? So when it says, losaka datcha, is a very interesting mar dechtiv. Why does it say, asker uchtavtam ha mezuzah betecho visharecha, laman yirvu yimechem yirvei v'nechem? When it says, gavri b'yichai, nashe lo b'yichai. Right, the brook or the need for, you know, long days or ribu chayim, that's only applicable to men, not to women? No, if that's the, right, the reward of the mezuzah, right, that must mean that it has application to women as well. So therefore, women are chayavot to mezuzah, to rot, minat filin. Where it says, v'hari sukkah, to mitzvah to seishu esman gramar, tichti besukkah teshuhu shivat yamim, so it's only a 7-day mitzvah, either because, again, the shman is gorim to come, it only happens at a certain time of the year, or because it's a limited, mukbal asman, it only has a limited duration, which is shivat yamim. So where it says, time tichtav rachmanah ezrach, so the Mar brings a limud. There's a limud that Ha'ezrach teaches you that women are included. Excluded. Ha'ezrach lotziya the nashim. Halav ha'achi nashim chayavot. Had not been for the specific word ha'ezrach, we would have thought women are chayavot. Why? It's a mitzvah cessation as man brahma. Why would you have thought that? Mar says, Amar Bai, Yitzchak Saka, that's coming to hold Dikhtib Sukkot Teshvu. Teshvu, Ke'ein Taduro. Says that you have to live in the Sukkot, and there's a requirement that Teshvu Ke'ein Taduro, that when you sit in the Sukkah, that's to be the way, like the way you live in your house. Madira Yishvi Ishto, Av Sukkah Yishvi Ishto. Just like a couple who lives in the house, a married couple lives in the house, they live together. So to the Sukkah, there would be a requirement. Since her husband's going to be in the Sukkah, the woman would also be chayavah to be in the Sukkah, because it's Teshuvu Kain Taduru. So therefore, we have the extra pasuk by Ezrach to teach you now that women are excluded from the mitzvah of Sukkah. The Rava, my Rava says, no, the reason that we need a special pasuk like Sukkah is because Yitzrach Sakadat Kamin Elif Kamisha Samechagamatzot, there's a Zer Shavah of 15th, the 15th, between Pesach and Sukkot, the first night of Pesach and the first night of Sukkot. And I would have thought, Malala Nashim Chayavot, just like by Matzah, we know women are Chayavot, Avkan Nashim Chayavot, so two women would be Chayavot by Sukkah. So three of us. So therefore we have the Pasuk of Ezrach to teach you, yes, by Sukkah, despite the fact that we have this Gzeres Shavah between Sukkot and Matzah, women are still Torot min HaSukkah. So again, now, until now, what we've seen is, what we've seen till now is that Tefillin are Torot min as a Zman Grama, and are Torot because of the Hekesh, right, the speaking of Sukkim to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah we already learned earlier in this in the Gemara that women are Torot from teaching Torah because it's B'neichem, Lantam to B'neichem, Shinatim L'Benecha, so that women are Torot from Talmud Torah, so too they're Torot from Tefillin. Tefillin will apply to all mitzvah cessations man grama. Mizuzah, the Gemara says, wait, why don't you be making Mizuzah to Talmud Torah and say they're Torot by Mizuzah even though it's not as man grama? Gemara says, no, because you wouldn't think that because it says, man, you bring your mechem. Right, so they need Chayei just like men need Chayei. Next, the Gemara Gemara says, oh, what about the fact that we find by Sukkah, which is Man Grama, that they need a special pasuk to exclude women? Sat there, the Gemara, Bayin Rava, give two answers. One, each give an answer why we would have thought otherwise. One is either because Kain Zaduru, that women should be Chayavot and Sukkah, so we need a special pasuk to say no. Or because that of the Gzeir Shavu, Ted Vav, between Pesach and Sukkah, I would have thought, just like they're Chayavot and Matzah, they're Chayavot and Sukkah, say no, Ezrach teaches me now. Now the Gemara is going to continue to ask more cases. Bahare Re'iyah. Right, when you come up to the Mikdash, you have to bring a lot of Riyah. The mitzvah says, "Is man grama?" The mitzvah says, "Is grama?" The time of the Sabbath, and it says by Riyah, that only the males. So let's get the Nashim. Why do you need exclusion for Nashim? It's a mitzvah says, "Is man grama?" Halavachi Nashim chayavot. Had it not been for that, they would have been chayavot. Why says Yitzchak? Right, we'll learn out a from Hakel. We know they're Chayabot in Hakel because it says by Nashim Hatak that everybody comes up to Hakel. So just like they're Chayabot in Hakel, they'd also be Chayabot in Re'iyah. You know, the Gemara says, therefore we need a special pasuk of Zuchurcha. Now the Gemara says, so far, everything is straightforward about, right? Gemara is establishing the principles. Gemara says where the exceptions be extra psukim. That's because I would out of a half a mina, they would be chayavot. I need a special positive to exclude them. Now Gemara says, v'adayofina mitzvilin, the Torah, ne'ilif misimcha lechiyuva. Right, why? Why did you learn out of tefillin to say that women are to vote in mitzvah cessation as one gemara? Let's learn out from simcha, by simcha's yom tov, right, that they would be chayavot. Meaning that even though simcha is a mitzvah cessation as one gemara, right, nevertheless, they are chayavot in the mitzvah simcha when it comes to yom tov. So why don't we say that we learn out from there to a man matzinu to the kol Torah kula, and they should be chayavot by mitzvah cessation as one gemara. So Amar Abaye isha bala misamcha. The mitzvah simcha is not really the mitzvah of the woman. The woman. That's what Tov Rashi says. But bala misamcha in chovat the simcha tluya ba. The chovat the simcha is not only who, but bala she yismechenu. The chiyuv is on her husband to make her happy, not that she herself is obligated to be right in the mitzvah simcha. Her husband's obligated to make his wife happy. And so that's. Right, that works that's the case, because works when ain't based on mikdash kayam. That works well. That's the regular time I ask on Rashi. That's good when the base mikdash is not kayam, then the mitzvah simcha is getting her new clothes, right, getting her jewelry. But it's my base mikdash kayam, what was the mitzvah simcha? That was eating karbanot. So what does it have to do with her bowel? Number two is this requirement. We're going to see in a second. The Rashi says by almono. Right, so, what do you say about that? So the, Rabbeinu Tam answers the same way. Rabbeinu Tam, Bala Masamcha B'Shalmei Simcha Shalo. He has to bring the Korban, and he's obligated to give her of his Shalmei Simcha. Not that she is an independent chiyuv to bring his Shalmei Simcha, but the husband must ensure that his wife participates in his Shalmei Simcha. So that's how the Rabbeinu Tam explains it, even with regards to Shalmei Simcha. Tzagwar says, Almono Ma'ika the Meimar. There's a requirement of Simcha for an Almono. She's a widow. So there you can't say that it's she doesn't have a bow. So it says, Vishruya, it's low. No, the requirement to be Mesameach the Almana is not that she's Chayavet to be Besimcha. It's rather that when an Almana lives with you or amongst you, you are Chayav to provide for the Almana as well. Right? The Atom, the Almana, and for your wife. You have to be Mesameach all of them. You have an obligation to be Mesameach the Almana. So it says, okay, Benelith Mihakel. Hey, what about Hakel? We just said that women are Chayavot in Hakel, even though it's a mitzvah seisha as man grama. So why don't we learn out from Hakel to the other mitzvah that you're Chayavot when it comes to mitzvah seisha as man grama? So this is what it says, Mishum dehava, matzah, vehakel, snake tuvim kvayim keachad. Because we know that matzah is a mitzvah seisha as man grama. Hakel or mitzvah seisha as man grama, both of them women are Chayavot. Since women are Chayavot in them, we have snake tuvim kvayim keachad. If you want to make a principle, a general principle, write one pasuk. When you write two psukim already saying the exact same thing, that means those are the exception and not the rule. So Mari says, well, alright, Yehoki, why not go the other way? Shilin, Viriya. Shilin is a mitzvah of Seishas Mangrama, women are Pitu Rogues. Riya, Olot Riya are mitzvah of Seishas Mangrama, and women are Pitu wrote, Shnei Ketubim Bayim Ke'achat, right? Dinami Shnei Ketubim Bayim Ke'achat, Bayim Alamdim. So you should say the same thing. How can you have a principle that all mitzvot aseh is man grama, Hashem are two wrote? But it's three things. By these psukim, you don't say Shnei Ketubim Bayim Ke'achat when both psukim are necessary. Why are they necessary? Tika, therefore, Bayim Manat Tfilin, had the Torah only written Tfilin, Velok Tiriya. And it not written Riyah, Havamina, Nilif, Riyah, Riyah, Mehakel. Then I would have thought, what? Learn out Riyah, Riyah, Mehakel, and women would be Chayavot in Riyah. Therefore, the Torah has to explicitly say Riyah to teach us that women are, what? Not Chayavot by Riyah. Because of Ravan and Riyah, had the Torah only written Riyah, right? That the Obel Riyah, and not written Tfilah, so then Lokos of Tfilin, Havamina, Ekish Tfilin with Mezuzah. I would have thought we'd make a heckache between Tfilin and Mezuzah. And therefore, since Shrikha, since I need both of these psukim, they don't become Snake Tuvim, Kabayim Kechad. And so therefore, each, we can learn a general principle out of Tuvim. Alright, the Gemara says, Yehoki, if you already came up with the exceptions of Snake Tuvim, Kabayim Kechad, Matz Vahakel, Nami Shrikha, I need both of those. Why? Alright, so my Shrikha, Bishlamai Kadav Rahman Hakel, Velokat of Matz. You're right, had to written Hakel, and not Matz. Avamina, Nela Kamisha, Sarah Kamisha, Zemakad, Sukkot. Then I would have learned out Ted Bob, and Sukkot. So then I wouldn't. I need the limud to teach me by Sukkot Hayezrach to teach me women of Turot. El Niftov Rachmana Matzah, but lo by Hakel. Just write it by Matzah, and we won't need Hakel at all. Why is that? Vanina Tzvilim Chayavim Nashim Logoshkein. Had it not written women by Hakel, I would have said if the children are Chayavim, certainly the women are Chayavot. Right, so he says, Hilkach, Havaluhu, basically, Tuvim, Bayim, Ke'achad. So since you can't create a Trichusta between Matzah and Hakel, because had it just written Matzah, that would have been sufficient. I don't need the Hakel, because Hakel I could have learned out from a Kal v'Chomer, had it not written women from the children. And therefore, these become a Shnei Ketubim, Bayim, Ke'achad, and they can't be Melameh. So now, Bayim Alamdi, so they can't teach over here. So again, you have a case here. We have numerous examples of Mitzvah Sesesha as Mangrama that women are Turot. We have numerous examples of Mitzvah Sesesha as Mangrama where women are Chayavot. Right says, well, when it comes to when they are Chayavot, those are Shnei Ketubim Bayim Ke'achad. Those are the exceptions to the rule because we didn't need all of them. We could have marked them without having the women be Chayavot, and they become Shnei Ketubim Ke'achad. When it comes to Mitzvah Sesesha as Mangrama that women are Turot, then the Gemara says each one of them is a Tzrichusa. Since it's a Tzrichusa, they are not Snake to be by Ke'achad, and therefore we can learn from them the general principle that Mrs. Sessions Man Grama, women are two roads. So my says, Hanifa Lamanda Mari Malamdin. That's good, according to one who says Snake to be by Ke'achad, Aim Malamdin. I owe Lamanda Mari Malamdin, Maika Lamay. According to one who says that we do learn from them, now you have a problem, because you could have learned from Matzah and Hakel, right? And why not? Because they are Malamdin when you have two psukim. That Gemara doesn't address that issue. The two, mitzvah sesesha is man logram, so law is man gemar. When it comes to mitzvot that are not time bound, nashim chayavot, minalan. How do you know that they're chayavot? Dilok mi mora. We learned it out from mora aveim, it's really kibud aveim. Ma mora nashim chayavot. Afko mitzvah sesesha is man gemar, nashim chayavot. Right? Ish imo aviv tiro, we learned that. Women are also chayav in mora. So where it says, v'neilif mi Talmud Torah. Well, women are from Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is also a mitzvah sesesha lo azman grama, and nevertheless, women are Turot. Mishum davalei Talmud Torah upiri ariv yashnik tulim abayim te'achat. Because I have two psukim that are, or two exceptions, which say that women by non-time-bound mitzvot are two roads, which are those that's Talmud Torah, Biri, Rivia, Choshnei Ketubim, Boim Ped, Eim Alamdin. So you can't have a limud from here. So it says, what are you going to do with Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka? Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Damar, Ashneim, who Omer, Vayerechotam, Elukim, Pru Revu. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka believes that women are also Chayavot in Biri, Rivia. So now I don't have Shnei Ketubim, Boim Ped, Ma'yikal Meimar. So it says, Mishum Davi, Talmud Torah, from a pigeon of bane, snake to be makbayim ke'achad. Because you have Talmud Torah, pigeon of bane, which are both mitzvah sesesha lo azman grama, not time down mitzvah, and women are turot. So they become the exception because there are multiple examples of that. Alright, we'll stop, why don't we stop over here? The Gemara continues pretty far down into the daf, going through these, cases of how to learn out, both of these principles.